See the rabbits roller girls, it's like the Can Man Show! 5, 6, 7, 8.
Boom, bop, doom, bop, doom, bop, doo, doom, boom, bop, doom, bop, doom, bop, doo, doom, boom.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. He's inside of every door. When you wake and when you sleep.
The Can Man guy is awfully neat.
Ooh, yeah, welcome to the Can Man Show.
Can Man
Introducing your hosts.
Your host
Timmy.
For today, Timmy.
Jamie. Kevin.
And Kevin.
And myself, I am the Can Man.
Yes, he is the Can Man.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. When you wake and when you sleep.
The Can Man guy is awfully neat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me tonight, we have an extra special cast. We're only missing Kevin. Kevin, the sick boy, Kappas. That's what the stands for. It's the sick boy. He's not here tonight. Back from his big, stage debut. No, not debut. Big stage presence.
Right, my engagement.
Your engagement. There you go. Your engagement. At Theater Cedar Rapids, Hair. You have a night off from Hair.
Yeah.
Timmy Arnold.
Hi, America. I'm back. Just a little while.
Good to have you back, Timmy.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Good. And then you hear Jamie, James, W, Kelly, if you're formal.
If you're very formal.
Very formal.
Super formal.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
And where the hell have you been?
Working.
You know, they shortened the Gazette, you know, the size of the
paper.
Yeah,
they
put you to work more.
Yeah, and believe it or not, there's actually more work to do, even though there's less paper to go around.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, joining tonight also is a very good friend of ours, Cameron Thomas. Thomas,
word.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's up, Cam?
See, I don't call him his full name. I just know him as Cam.
It's all right. I introduce myself as Cameron, but
Cameron.
Call me Cam.
How you doing, Cam?
Anyway, because people are lazy. And
it's the whole lead speak text language thing.
I don't have a problem with that because I only have three letters in what
they can't really shorten them. Chad. Yeah. They can call me Chuh.
Some people just say, or hey, add. What's up, T?
What's up, C? I get that once in a while. But so welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. How was your week, everybody? Anything exciting go on?
My show opened.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you had a show.
Yeah.
How did your show go?
Very, very good. Awesome houses.
What's the show again?
Hair. The landmark 1960s tribal rock love musical.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sans nude scene.
We're a bunch of, no nude scene.
So all you perverts can stay away.
I know.
So what's up with the no nude scene, do you think? I mean, it's not like TCR is afraid of nudity, obviously.
Oh, no. It wasn't a decision that was made because it was inappropriate or anything.
Right.
It had to do with getting a cast together that was fully comfortable with it. It wasn't necessary for the production itself. But we've got, it's very adult. Don't take your children.
Yeah.
We've already had that issue. We've already had somebody try and bring his entire family.
Nice.
And it wasn't good.
It's not a family deal.
He was kind of upset.
Yeah.
I imagine.
And, you know, I remember... You know, I don't know, when we did the Full Monty, you know, it was, you know, some people were bringing in little kids and, like, you guys realize there's going to be five naked men on stage.
Yeah, Rob's by the kind end of standing it. There waving at you.
Yeah.
Literally.
And strings and hats in hand.
Cool, Jamie.
But yeah, so it was good.
So you just go ahead and get the hair plug out of the way.
Boo.
Go ahead and get that out of the way. You guys have two more weekends, right?
We do.
Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
Wow.
So we've got four shows coming up, and then the following weekend we have a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, no Sunday show. So the 16th is when the show closes.
Wow.
But
you can get tickets at theatercr.org.
Theatercr.org, absolutely.
Or at the door if you want the rush tickets.
Rush tickets, or you can go by the box office if you want to do that as well.
But it sounds like the tickets are selling pretty well, so you want to get them early.
Yep, yeah. They are. You can go online and check and see. We've had a lot of, there's been a lot of publicity, a lot of advanced sales.
Yeah, you guys got a great review in the Gazette.
Yeah.
We did, yeah, actually.
And you didn't even have to pay Jamie?
No, you just had to pay Diana.
Yeah.
It was a great review, and the cast is awesome to work with. They are all so incredibly talented, and I'm once again, I got lucky with another show at TCR that
very cool.
That I'm proud to be a part of.
So. Oh, nice.
That's now, great. I'm gonna cry.
Oh. Gush, gush. Oh. So, Jamie, anything exciting happened
just
this
tweeting
week?
Tweeting my life away like always.
Tweeting your life away. Is that a song?
Eddie Rabbit song?
Yeah. It might be. No, I actually had a dentist experience this morning. I got a crown like 2 years ago, and over the weekend I had a real bad toothache underneath it, and it looks like after I spent like $2,000 putting a big hunk of porcelain on top of the tooth, they're
going
to need to drill through it.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
To give me a root canal. So I'm going to have to pay them another Lord knows how much to ruin a perfectly nice piece of porcelain.
So you're going to have to hawk your Hackintosh?
No, maybe not.
He finally got it.
Maybe not. I might have to hawk something, though.
How's the Hackintosh going for you?
Well, it runs awesome, man. Cool. It's just killer.
Very cool. And Cam, you have a good week so far?
Yep. It's only been 2 days, but yeah. I cut down a tree last night.
Uh-oh.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it's not Earth Day anymore.
No.
It's all right.
Earth Day's over.
Well,
let's cut them all down.
Already down. Our landlord decided to not cut it down all winter, and now that grass is growing, it's killed the grass, so I decided to take the initiative.
Very good.
Sweet.
Very good.
What'd you use? Axe? Chainsaw?
Just like a little handsaw. It took me about 2 hours,
and I
got like 3 blisters.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very good. I had a pretty cool weekend.
Yeah? What'd you do, Chad?
I just did this little thing on Saturday. With the Lose Your Can with Can Man thing, we had a nice. Heck of a turnout.
I didn't make it out to that, but I heard it was a real good time.
Yeah, we had a lot of people there. Just a big shout out to all those people that are losing their can with me.
Holla.
Stick with it. Stick with it, peeps. You can do it. We really did this. It was great. Eddie had it all organized. I took everybody's pictures.
Yeah.
Not going to show them to you guys because they're private.
That's okay.
But, they're some great, very, very brave people for letting me take their pictures.
Very cool. Very cool.
And myself included, I get my picture taken and from all angles, very unflattering. But it's motivational for me to see just how big I've gotten. We had the weigh-in, and I was 282. We did a physical fitness test, and I have not done a PT test since I was in the Army.
Since the Army days.
And since I weighed about 160 pounds, was the last time I did any push-ups or sit-ups.
So you're saying it was a little more difficult?
Yeah, a little bit. I did 12 push-ups in a minute and 25 sit-ups in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Which wasn't bad.
That's not terrible.
Actually, I mean, the sit-ups thing, those always kill me.
And that was military style, push-ups and sit-ups. And
you had someone screaming at you?
Yeah, but I had 100.
Someone questioning your sexuality?
I have 100. I have 120. It's don't ask, don't tell. It was even bad. Right. So I had 120 extra pounds on me, and I think the last time I did a PT test, I think I did like 50 push-ups.
Right.
And to go from 50 to 12, that just tells me.
That's what I ended up getting on my last one.
Yeah.
Before I got out.
It's just been forever. Thank God I didn't have to do the run, the 2 mile run, because that would have sucked.
Is it two? It's 2 miles in 14 minutes. Is that what it is?
I think so. Yeah, it's what it used to be.
Depends on your age, sliding scale, and you get different numbers of points.
It used to be about 14 minutes. You had to run 2 miles. Mine was 12 and a half was my record, I think.
I don't think I could actually run 2 miles. Like, literally don't think I could make it.
You just couldn't go 2 miles
No matter what
at all.
The time you gave me.
You'd have to get in your car halfway through.
Might have something to do with your cigarette smoking. But
it might.
No, that can't be it. It has to do with him working so hard.
Yeah, so tired all the time. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with my massive amounts of nicotine that I get. or the fact that I'm glued to my couch and my chair. Right?
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. But, thanks so much for everybody for participating in this. Yeah. The next weigh-in is June sometime. Just really, really, really proud of everybody for being involved. Dude, I've been sore. This is the first day since Saturday I still feel it. But I pushed myself hard on that test because I wanted to do all right. I didn't want to look like a big puss.
So are you duplicating this test every other day or something
No.
for your own benefit? You should.
I should, but I'm not. Not yet.
Okay.
I'm just trying to...
The soreness won't go away if you don't keep pushing past
it. Right,
lactic acid is a bear.
It's not that I'm not working out. I've gone for walks, and I've you know, done upper body stuff. I just haven't done push-ups. Or sit-ups. But I've done other things, you know, to keep that going. Today, you know, I didn't really do a whole lot, but yesterday went for a walk with the girls and went for a walk on lunch.
Well, part of working out is taking rest, taking the stairs.
Yeah.
To eat ice cream.
No, that doesn't work. I tried that.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good exercise program out there called 5BX, 5 Basic Exercises.
Yeah.
The Canadian Army uses it, and you're like, oh, the Canadian Army, but it's still an army. They're still going to beat my ass.
Yeah.
And it's all actual exercises, no weights involved, all body weight exercises. I can send you a link to it, and maybe if you want to post it with the show notes.
I'll post it in the show notes, and I'll post it in the
Facebook form. I'll try and do that.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be my workout.
There's like a
You look like you've lost a little weight, by the way.
Just a little bit, but that's just from dancing so much.
Yeah. It goes, there's like 5 levels, and it goes from like D minus up to A plus. You know, so like one level is one set of exercises, and the next level is an advanced, a take on those, but then the D minus or A plus is, you know, numbers of repetitions. So it starts out like, you know, 12 or 15 things, and you have 11 minutes to do it. It's 11 minute workout, so, you know, if you can't find 10 minutes, 12 minutes in your day.
Yeah.
But it's
then you're way too busy.
Then you are way too busy. No, it's really very, very interesting, and it's effective, and it tires you out more than you think 10 minutes of exercise would tire you out.
Yeah.
Do you get to ride a horse and wear a red jacket?
You don't.
And one of those big hats like a drill sergeant wears.
Canadian bacon.
I wish.
Yeah. Do you get back bacon? And do you have to wear a toque?
No. But every time I do this program, I have this weird urge to drink beer and watch hockey. I don't know if that's all about.
Yeah.
That's not that weird.
Take off, eh?
Yeah.
Hoser.
I like beer and I like hockey anyway.
Coo. All right, so Cam, you're pretty svelte. I mean, pretty skinny.
What's your secret?
you just don't eat. You keep pretty busy, I imagine.
I don't know what I've done wrong. I mean,
all right.
I don't work out regularly. I need to start working out regularly.
Yeah.
I know that I've stopped eating out. Like, I don't eat at any fast food restaurants anymore.
Probably helps.
That's
a lot.
Probably the big thing. Yeah.
That's for two reasons: to keep the weight down and
money
save
in your
money.
Pocket.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's ridiculous when you spend that much money.
Yeah. I was figuring I was spending probably $12 a day eating out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that adds
if
up
not
after
more.
A month. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
For a month there, I was ordering pizza every night. I can just get online and order pizza.
Yeah.
So I did, but I've stopped that.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Cool. Very cool.
And I do the Follies every year, and I do theater. Try to do theater during the summer.
Very cool. So are you? I know Tim's got the To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep.
At Bruce Moore.
Bruce Moore.
You got any shows online?
Yeah, I'm in the Follies this year. We're going to be doing it at Gallagher Bluedorn in Cedar Falls this year.
Very cool.
My first rehearsal is Thursday night. So.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And it's still Damon and the crew. And
yep.
Very nice. Very much. Damon Cole, good friend of ours. Musical director, does a lot of stuff in the theaters around the area. We met him doing the Full Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice guy. One of the most talented guys I've ever worked with. And
brilliant gentleman.
Brilliant. Yes. I love the man. I'm sure he loved me back.
Yeah. You guys are cute together.
We try. So that was the Lose Your Can thing was Saturday, but Sunday I got cast as an extra in this feature film that's being filmed in Burlington.
What's it called?
It's called Splatter.
Ooh, I've heard of it.
And it was an awesome experience. The director, Lonnie Schuyler, director of photography, Eric Frazee, and the producer, Bruce Heppner-Elgin, allowed me to record around while they, you know, hang out with them. And the scene I was in takes place at the very end of the film, and I got some great camera time in that scene. In fact, the scene kind of starts. One of the main characters is in a petting zoo, and where it takes
place. And you were a goat?
Well, it takes place in a used car lot. In fact, he's holding a goat.
So, oh my God!
So he's standing there holding a goat inside the
pretty
pen.
Intuitive.
I am just on the other side of the fence with my back to the camera, and then Jack, the main character of the movie, is right there.
This isn't a spoiler, is it?
No, it kind of is. I'm not going to give a whole thing away, but they're kind of filming a used car commercial.
Okay.
For this place, and from that part of it, I'm right there. You get to turn around. I even get a little bit of a line, but all the extras that were there that day got a line, and it was just a very cool thing. I'm just in the last scene
of the
movie.
Catch that goat!
But the crew was so phenomenal. Everybody there was so nice. Craft Services had great food. They had the medic was doing massages and making sure everybody had sunblock on. Made sure everybody was kept busy. Got to see our good friend Megan Turner from the Powerhouse Show.
I saw a couple of pictures of you going down there in a van or something.
No, that was me and the director. The director was in the seat behind me, and the producer was in the seat behind me.
Okay,
and I was in the front there. And got to go out to lunch with the director, the producer, got to go out to Eric and Lonnie and Bruce and got to interview them. And real quick, going to play a little bit of that interview here shortly. But want to say thank you so much to those guys, to Eric, Lonnie, Bruce, and the whole cast and crew of the Splatter movie for letting me, one, hang out with you and be part of your film. It is hilarious. The script, the part of the script that I've read is phenomenal. And the interview will kind of speak for itself a little bit. But a couple things I want to point out in the interview. Number one, if you are looking to get into, want to get into movies, if you're an actor or someone who does crew work, who's worked behind a camera, someone who's worked in sound, there's a great tip that Eric Frazee gives about the Iowa Digital Filmmakers Guild and how to get involved with them, because pretty much everybody making this movie is part of that. If you want to get your foot in the door and get some work on movies, that's going to be the way to do it. And it's cool. So listen, make sure you listen to that part
of
the interview.
Is there a website for that?
It's all in the interview. All in the interview. But make sure you listen to that. And some great insight on, you and I have both done auditions for movies.
Uh-huh.
The basic process is you go there, they film you reading a line, and then you don't know what happens after the tapes. So, after they tape your little audition, and I kind of was able to talk to Lonnie to get and Bruce about what happens after that. So
they burn them all.
They do,
and
they
hire
do.
Their friends.
Exactly. but basically, it's just a really cool insight for one, for people that want to get into acting and into movies. Two, for those of you who have auditioned for movies, how to what they look for. It just a lot of fun and I just was in awe afterwards. So
very cool.
Yeah, very cool. And I want to apologize because we were in a dining room area, so there's a lot of noise in the background. I tried to clean it up as much as I can. A little wah-wah sounding, so the quality's...
A little compression
issues. Not really compression, but trying to clean it up a little bit. It's not that bad, but there's an awful lot of background
noise.
You
messed it up.
No, I didn't. So, and I cut it up into a couple different segments. I'm going to place them together and to make one big interview, but I'm going to play that right now. Well, thank you guys for having me as an extra on your shoot today, and having me join you for lunch.
It's so great to have you.
This is awesome. Nice little spread you got going here, even vegan food, so that's good. So, cool. Yeah. I'm not a vegan.
I was going to say, you've got pork.
No, I've got pork. That's all right, but a little bit of everything for everything. Gluten-free stuff, too. I didn't really.
Yep.
Is diet a pretty big thing for the crew?
Yeah, yeah. We've got so many people working, and it's really important to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody has a special dietary need, that's one of the first things we find out, And because an unfed crew member is an unhappy crew member.
Very true. In Iowa, since they passed the legislation that gives you a little bit of tax breaks and things, we've seen a lot more productions come through the state. And it's great that you guys are doing it here, but it's, my listeners, a lot of them are people that have done a lot of theater and want to get into doing acting and then crew type stuff as well. I mean, how would someone get in on, in your crew, Eric?
Well, first and foremost, the majority of our crew, or a large portion of our crew anyway, comes from the Iowa Digital Filmmakers Guild.
Well, that's pretty much how Bruce and Lonnie and I became acquainted, was through that organization, and several of our keys on our crew. It's a wonderful organization that meets every month down in Iowa City on the second Tuesday, is it?
Fourth Tuesday.
I show up to every meeting, strangely enough, though. But it's a great place. You know, we've worked on a lot of short films through the organization. You know, and it's kind of helped us develop a real understanding of how each other works. So we're able to go right into a feature that has the crew very close to being gelled. So there's not a lot of getting to know you type of things. And we encourage people to come. It's free. There's no membership fee for the Iowa Digital Filmmakers Guild. It's all about making movies. We don't sit around and talk about the process of making movies. We actually make movies.
So what's your website? Do you have one for the
www.idfg.org.
So is this your second feature that you've directed, or how many features have you directed?
Three.
Because the last one was the thriller movie that you guys just...
No, that was Bruce.
That was Bruce? Okay, yeah. But you were acting in that. Okay, cool. So can you tell me a little bit about that feature?
Yeah, the first feature that we've done under Storybench, which is our production company, was The Offering. The Offering is an art house thriller about a small town sheriff, single mother, played by Sean Brogan Diddy, who... in order to save and protect the residents of the small town that she lives in, has to decide which of them, one by one, she's going to hand over to a killer that moves to town.
Yeah. Holy cow.
And Lonnie Schuyler here played the killer. And,
I hope you didn't just spoil it.
No. We find that out pretty early in the script, what's going on. It's not one of those, it's not a mystery, it's a thriller.
Very cool. Yeah. What's the movie Splatter about?
It's a quirky comedy about a father really trying to win back his wife and the respect of his kid. And it takes place on the backdrop of a paint film. That's his proving ground.
Very cool.
I'll talk about casting there, Lonnie, because I think it came out pretty nicely.
The casting worked out real well. We cast locally, and it was tedious. I mean, it was a long casting process, I would imagine, right?
Any casting session is going to involve a lot of time and a lot of hard work. And the thing that was hard about this one is that there were so many good actors that auditioned, mm-hmm. that made it really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
It really made it hard to make some of the choices. And, you know, in the end, we found some wonderful actors who just really, really fit the roles and had, you know, had their character in the right place. So,
sure.
You know, Lonnie was able to make some great decisions.
Yeah, and the thing is like, casting is never, I don't really believe casting is really about talent. Casting is about creating a character in your mind. Because somebody walking in that just kind of embodies it.
Yep.
You know, because there's a lot of great actors that audition really, really good. But, like, then somebody walks in and they just kind of, like, that's him.
Yeah.
That's the dude I was looking for.
Cool.
So it's weird how it works that way.
One thing I've noticed about hanging around with you guys this morning is you got a really good sense of humor as a group, and you work well together, and you give each other a lot of crap.
We think we do. You really have to have a good sense of humor when you work with people like this.
Yeah. If we took ourselves too seriously, it wouldn't be any fun. And that's why we're going to make a living off of it, but we do it for fun. We do it because we enjoy it.
Cool. Very cool. Great. Really, really appreciate you bringing me out and talking to me today. So, a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate the extras turning out. Made it look real.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, they had a lot of great extras. I got to talk to a couple of them earlier, and just really friendly people from all over. Dubuque, Cedar Rapids.
And not shy, man. You say, like, that, you know, you sometimes you tell people that, like, this, I need you to throw this line, and... They freeze up, but they just walk right in.
They wanted it.
We all got this wonderful line. So, and if you see the movie, I'm not going to tell you when it happens, but you'll see us giving that line. Hopefully, if it doesn't end up getting cut out.
No, it's the whole.
It's in.
Yeah. Sweet. Very cool.
Whole metaphor.
The money shot, so to speak. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you again to Bruce, Eric, and Lonnie. And, you know, if you guys ever need any more extras, I know you guys are filming through August and you need some more extras, or you just happen to have a small speaking role.
Right. You know, or even large speaking roles are okay, too.
If your star should take ill.
You know, if one of them takes ill or falls over dead.
I mean,
I hate for that to happen.
Even your female lead, actually.
Yeah,
I could be the goat.
Breasts.
Chad is not opposed to cross-dressing.
No, and you know, speaking of cross-dressing, that's a great segue.
Wow.
That's a great segue.
And I'm not even paid.
Our buddy Cam. Has a little character that he does. Now, how often do you dress? Is Annie come
out? Not very often, a few times a year. Yeah. I started doing it, I guess it'd be like a year or two ago now.
Yeah.
As a joke for holiday parties.
Yeah.
Because all the ugly sweater parties or whatever coming about.
Mm-hmm.
I found an ugly sweater and I had this wig that I bought from Target for Halloween one year. It was really cheap. And I'm like, these wigs are cheap. I'm just grab them all. And so
nice.
I put together this outfit and I went to this party and I, you know, walk in the door and I'm like, hello, everybody, you know, and Elizabeth was there and she's like, oh my God, it's Aunt Camille. And so that's kind of where she's come from. And,
you know, and for those of you who don't know Cam, a few months back, probably episode 2 or 3, Seth Walters, who's been on the show before, and Cam filmed a transition video of Cam switching from himself to Aunt Camille, and on YouTube, it's had like how many million?
The first video we did, which was for a project for Elizabeth Carraway for college when she was at Kirkwood, she did a transition video for that, and that's gotten somewhere between 70 and 80,000 views.
Yeah, it's huge. Huge amount of traffic.
The new one that we put up is only at like 8,000 right now.
Wow.
Well, let's change that.
Yes. Yeah, and I'll put them back up on the front page of the website just so you can see them in the show notes today.
1 million strong for Aunt Camille.
1 million strong for Aunt Camille. Now, Aunt Camille
is kind of
famous, and she's also the character that you have. There's a what's the liquor company?
Three Olives
and
Three Olives Vodka,
and they do a they're having an O face
competition. Campaign.
So they're looking for a face for their campaign,
mm-hmm.
and there's a competition going on. Of course, Elizabeth was the first person I saw on Facebook.
That was the first one I
saw.
Hey,
vote for me on this, and then I saw yours.
Yeah.
Now tell us the story about this. What exactly is going on?
I'd seen Elizabeth post the O face link and. I looked at it and voted for it, and then I'm like, well, this is cool. So I checked out all the other pictures, and it's all these, like, mobile uploads, and they all sucked. And so I'm like, maybe I should put an O-face up. So I went through all my pictures on my computer, and I came across my Aunt Camille pictures that Elizabeth took while we were filming that
the
transition video.
Yeah.
And I found one that was, like, perfect. I'm making this screaming face or whatever, my hair looks crazy, whatnot. I post it, and they take a while to like go through the pictures and make sure they're okay and whatnot to put up for the public.
Right.
And so overnight that happened, and I woke up in the morning. I got on because I'm addicted to my computer. I look at my O face, and I beat out the first guy place. I'm like, oh.
So you were
God.
In first place of the competition.
Yeah, overnight.
Oh, and Elizabeth was like at 15th or something like that.
Yeah, and she stayed at 15 even after I had gotten to first.
And this is not a local thing. This is a national competition.
Ad challenge.
Yep, and pretty much I've stayed at first since then. There's a week there where I went down a couple places, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week later or two, it went up, like, 20,000 votes. Well, not that much.
Wow.
Like 15,000. It was a
right,
lot.
Right, a lot.
And then, now Elizabeth's at fourth or third now.
Yeah.
And there's some girl who's catching up on me right now. So
we got to make sure that we got to stop
right.
that girl in her tracks.
Eastern Iowa needs to come together.
And so there will be on the canmanshow.com website a link, for you to go find. It's threeolives.com, right?
threeolives.com/o-face. And I can actually give you the link to my actual, like, the profile or whatever.
We'll put that in the show notes today. Nice. Make sure you go and you vote for Cam.
And Elizabeth.
And Elizabeth, yeah. Elizabeth, too.
It won't take long.
Everybody knows Elizabeth on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it only takes a few seconds to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Thumbs up we prefer.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Thumbs up is preferable.
Don't rate it like you rated the iTunes store.
That's right. What's with this Chad sucks thing?
5 stars, Chad
Don't
sucks.
You remember that?
Yeah,
we discussed that.
Yeah, we discussed
you
that.
You suck.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of which, if you got time to hop in the iTunes store or Zencast or any, whatever podcast aggregator you use, you know, give us an honest rating review, because we like to hear it. Now, great thing, if you guys go in on the website, you take that survey for the canmanshow.com. I've gotten some awesome feedback, and I'm going to share it with these guys that haven't heard it yet. Kevin heard a little bit of it, but keep the feedback coming. The more survey results we have, the better we can make the show, and then the more attractive we are to advertisers, quite honestly. Because running the Cam Man Show does take a little bit of bread to keep it up.
And by bread, he means money, yeah, not really bread.
Not really bread or bread dough.
I mean, bread's cool and all.
I mean, like,
I love bread.
Yeah, I love bread.
But
money,
cash,
I like
cold,
I like money.
That's what bread. I need. So it, and, you know,
that.
Yeah,
so bread makes the world go round.
We're looking to get the show going. So, you know, having this ad agency help us.
Let's just lie. Howard Stern is going to pick up the Can Man Show.
Oh, you're full of crap.
If we have more money.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
That's a lie.
You're a liar.
That's sorry.
And if Howard Stern.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh is.
Yeah,
no.
No. No. No. No.
What?
What?
I'm out of here then.
What?
Screw you guys.
Rush.
No, that's all right. We got enough potheads on the show.
So Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek. Good segue.
So, Star Trek.
I'm sorry. I thought that one was just going to trail off, so I figured I'd take the lead here.
Very good.
That's exactly what was happening.
Go ahead.
Star Trek is coming out. I was never a huge Trekkie, but I actually know the guy that's playing Spock. Zach Quinto, you play Siler on...
Yeah, he went to school with him.
He went to school in Pittsburgh, right?
He did go to school in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I went to school with him. So, trying to get a bunch of people together to go out to this.
Yeah.
So, if you guys are on Twitter, you know, my username is Jamie, T-I-E, Jamie Tye, just like I've said 1,000 times. Or you can shoot me an email, jameswkelly@gmail.com, trying to figure out a time when everyone...
If you're formal.
Going to have some
formal.
Kind of tweet up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, not just a tweet up. A Can
I like
Man
using
show
lingo.
Up.
Yeah, Can Man lingo. Show up or whatever you want to call it. Just, you know, get people together, go.
What day? What day are we going?
Saturday? Probably Saturday. Yeah, let's
do you want to go on the AM or the PM?
I'd say PM on Saturday.
Maybe start in the AM and watch it through to the PM.
Well, nice. if we go in the PM,
maybe
Timmy
like
can't
an
11
a.m.
Oh,
to
yeah,
PM.
Yeah.
What if we go to like a 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Type show.
Yeah. Why don't we say like a one? See if we can go like, you know, 11 to 1, sometime like that. Give me an email.
Jamie Tye, at Jamie Tye on Twitter.
Yep.
Or so. On Facebook, he's on there.
Yep, I'm on there.
He just won't friend you.
Because I hate you all. Secretly.
You're mean.
No.
It's not a secret anymore.
No,
you keep saying
it.
That secretly.
Oh,
this is
man.
Nationally broadcast. Internationally.
Internationally.
So,
we've got
so
listeners
bad
in like
Bolivia.
Norway, Bolivia. Does Germany. Bolivia? But the people in Germany, I don't think are Germans.
It's actually one
it's,
guy
it's
he
Vix.
Travels a lot.
What's the Vix? It's,
do you get like feedback that shows you who's and, listening? Like where
they're
from?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got
that's
statistics.
Cool.
I got a friend Jason who listens in New York. I know
oh, yeah. Jason. Yeah. Your friend Jason?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then... Joey Bag of Donuts or whatever his name is, Damien's buddy.
Yeah.
No Show Joe.
No That's, Show
no
Joe.
Hi, No Show Joe, if you're listening. And nice. Hi, Damien. Oh, speaking of saying a big shout out, I got to give a couple shout outs. Number one, the interview, got to say hi to the Zurbinator, Kevin and Shelly Zurbin. They recorded me for an interview. That episode of his show is online at his website, so make sure you check that out.
Sweet.
It's kind of a his dad passed away the week before, and he's got a little tribute to his dad at the beginning of the episode, and then there's the shortened version of the interview, and there's the long full version of the interview available also on his website. So make sure you check that out. Big congratulations to Jerry and Sam. They were both at the Lose Your Can with Can Man. They got married.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they got married that first day. Or yeah. they got their license the first day.
Yeah, they got their they got it signed by the judge.
Got it waived and everything. Nice. Yeah.
So, congratulations, Judge and Sam.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you guys, I am an ordained minister, and I would have loved to have done it, but I understand.
Oh, it's my right. wife is an ordained minister also.
Me and Jamie are
going
to get married.
Yeah.
Like tonight. Let's do it. No?
He's already married.
Oh, that'd be illegal. Yeah. Because we're both already married.
Yeah, exactly. Damn it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry to break
guys.
Your heart,
Tim. So close. So close.
Okay, but you know, after you get married, you kind of go on the honeymoon. And, you know, here in the summer, you know, we like to go on vacation and stuff. Now, I kind of, on Facebook, posed the question today, you know, right now the money's tight, so everybody's trying to save a buck, trying to come up with some ideas for a vacation on a budget. Had some great suggestions for ideas. But before I get into those, I mean, what are some stuff that you guys do? I mean, do you have vacation plans this year?
Possibly. I don't know. We were looking at going on a warm weather vacation, which we were like, oh, we'll go to the Bahamas. Which then we checked our bank account and realized, no, Bahamas might not work. So then we were thinking, well, we'll stay in country. We'll go to like the Florida Keys or something. So we're trying to figure out a way to do that. Budget-wise, cheap flight, rent a car, stay in a budget hotel.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine actually offered to let me stay in her apartment, which she doesn't use year-round, in Miami.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that's perfect. So it seems like we're getting closer and closer to being able to take a budget vacation.
Everything's kind of putting together. Nice. So, you know, hit family and friends up. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got family and friends to visit, one of a good friend of mine, Erna, had suggested, you know, visit family and friends around the surrounding states. You know, try and stick, you know, go visit people with big houses that you can stay with them. Or they don't mind you pitching a tent in their backyard. You know, take a tent with you, especially if you got, you know, family, kids and stuff. You know, instead of stopping to eat everywhere, you know, take a cooler full of food.
Yeah, we always
did
that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know, it was like, she said that she visited a bunch of friends and family and for like $2.50 or $250 for the whole family of four. And they even had enough money to go to Adventureland on that $250.
Nice. So, sweet. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, my family's going to Ocean City, New Jersey. My little sister graduates from high school at the end of May.
Ocean City.
I know.
Shore.
It's going out of the shore.
The shore.
So that's where we might be heading out there in August. It's just so damn expensive to get to the East Coast from Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
Well, you know, it's. I mean, you can fly into New York now, for not too much money out of Moline.
Oh, really?
I think,
okay.
If you plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm flying in May to see my little sister graduate from high school. And it's
I know
like,
somebody who was just in New York this past weekend, and he got a great deal
on
his
So you plan ahead. My brother called me this past weekend, and he was trying to get his, my brother TJ, who lives in Georgia, trying to get his son Andy to Florida, to Sarasota or something like that. And he needed to fly down there for something, but trying to get the tickets at the airport, it's double the cost as it is to get it online in advance.
Right.
Yeah.
The same day. You think like rush tickets at the movie theater, at the theater.
Not the same.
You go in and you get a reduced price ticket just so they could fill the seat. But no, you go in there and it's kind of a pain in the butt for the airport, so they charge you double.
Well, and they know they can get that too because you
want
to fly.
You got to fly. I didn't know people still bought tickets day of.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that you could buy like a paper ticket. Like, really? I thought it had to be on the internet.
Yeah.
Soon it'll have to be on your iPhone.
Yeah.
No other phones will work. It'll only be the iPhone.
And Steve Jobs will laugh evilly.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you used to, when you were flying, you went to the airport day of and you bought a ticket.
Right.
Like,
Now I think if you do that, I think you automatically go on like the terrorist watch list.
Yeah, I'm already on that watch list, so.
Yeah, I get a pass
on that.
It's such a damn problem for me to fly.
So, Cam, where are you going for vacation? Anything? Anywhere?
Memorial Day is coming up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go camping.
Sweet.
Nice.
That's a great vacation thing, though, because it's fairly cheap and it's a blast.
There's nothing better than sitting around a campfire with a beer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Very true.
You know, and Kevin,
wish I were doing that right now.
Kevin Zerbe, he suggested the camping idea. So did Christine Johnson. Chelsea Hugh suggests Apple River, which is in Wisconsin.
I've been there.
Cool. You go tubing there, I think. My wife recommended staycations.
A vacation and stay home?
Yeah, you stay home and, you know, visit the stuff that's in the area. And I'm sure that, good Lord, what the heck is his name? Tim.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
No, Tim from the city of Cedar Rapids, the Vacation and Visitors Bureau. We should have him on.
Tim Palmersham?
No, not Tim Palmersham. Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle. Of course.
Get Tim Boyle. Talk to Tim Boyle. That Tim. You know, talk to Tim Boyle, City of Cedar Rapids Vacation Bureau Chief.
City of Compton.
Yeah. Anyway, he would love to hear, you know, Cedar Rapids. We've got a lot of great stuff to see that a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the Grant Wood House, which is the gallery, the place where Grant Wood did all of his awesome paintings. If you take a tour of Grant Wood, you can go across the state and first stop by just outside of Anamosa is Stone City.
Yeah.
And then
Stone City is very cool. That is just one of my favorite places to go ride my motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. And you go out there, just go out there a little bit further. There's the house where they painted American Gothic.
Actually, that's down near Fairfield now.
The house where they moved the house?
No, the house itself that was in the that's in the painting.
Right.
Is down by Fairfield.
It's actually on Highway 64, outside of an Anamosa.
Is that the house that was in the picture or the house where he painted it?
The house in the picture.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'll take you there sometime.
We went to a Grant Wood museum that has a house in the background, and I can't think of where it was then. Mm. I thought it was on our when we were down that way.
No, it's on Highway 64, okay. Outside of Anamosa.
Okay.
Well, also actually Anamosa, a ways outside got Anamosa. The National Motorcycle Hall of Fame and Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah,
and
there's
it's got
that.
Yeah.
The surviving Easy Rider choppers there.
Yeah.
Nice.
In Cedar Rapids, you've got the Museum of Art. There's I don't know about Science Station, but they have some Science Station exhibits at Lindale Mall.
Yeah.
A lot of times they've been doing that. While the Science Station is under, you know, not underwater, but under construction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff to do in Cedar Rapids. There's races you can go to at Hawkeye Downs if you're a race fan.
Got the Great Jones County Fair coming up.
And the Lynn County Fair.
You joke about the Great Jones
County Fair. I went last year for the first time.
Ridiculous.
It was silly and it was corny and I loved it.
Yeah, it's one of those good clean fun things.
And David Cook from American Idol is going to be playing there this year.
Oh, don't tell my wife that. Don't tell my wife that.
Yeah. Is he the one from Missouri?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, Kansas City.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
but Steve Miller Band's out there this year as well.
Really?
Brooks and Dunn.
Steve Miller Band. I didn't know that. Chicago was there a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think Journey was there last year. Foreigner.
Yeah, Journey. Foreigner. Whatever.
One of those one name 80s bands.
Yeah.
Actually, this is random trivia because I found this when we drove across the state like 2 years ago almost. There's a Bonnie and Clyde shootout site.
Oh, wow.
Not far, like just a little bit west of Des Moines. So like a 2.5-3 hour drive from here. They got in a shootout with a bunch of deputies.
Oh,
so
very cool. Villisca, if you were into the murder,
we went
murder
there.
Mysteries, the Axe
awesome.
Murder House. So Villisca, that's in
the bridges of Madison County Iowa.
Well, yeah,
please
you,
don't.
You could go around the different haunted sites. There's like hauntediowa.com,
yeah,
I believe,
sweet.
That you could go to that has different. Actually, Haunted Iowa, I think, is owned by the Frightmare Forest guys. But there's haunted. You just do a Google search for haunted houses
Iowa.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
If you're into the spooky, creepy stuff, take a tour of those places.
If you go to Villisca, you got to meet the guy that runs the Axe Murder Museum. His name is Darwin. And he's possibly one of the strangest human beings you will ever meet.
Where is this?
It's out near Red Oak, like way southwest Iowa.
Yeah, way southwest. But that there were in the what was it? Late 1800s?
No, it was the 19-teens.
Oh
like
yeah,
1919.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe 1911, something like that.
Shortly
it's
after
it's kinda
the
like
swine
the,
flu,
the
epidemic.
Lizzie Borden thing.
Yeah, this family and a bunch of girls that were staying with him were all murdered. Brutally with axes in the middle of the night, and they never caught who did it. And there's all kinds of theories about who did it.
For the sick and twisted vacationer.
It's,
right.
You know, but there's also, you know,
it's really cool.
If you're into like mobster history, you know, go to Chicago. It's only 4 hours away if you're traveling slow.
Well, there's a lot to do in Chicago.
But
but
I mean, you drive to Chicago, there's the different museums, Blue Man Group, the different theater productions. But, you know,
they have a huge lake there, too.
Oh, yeah, big lake, Lake Michigan or something like
that.
I
don't know.
Anyway.
Like Illinois?
Yeah.
I think it's Illinois.
Illinois. Illinois. It's what the Algonquins called it. Right. Illinois. But,
I was actually just out in Chicago 2 weekends ago to do that a photo shoot with Aunt Camille.
Yeah.
With one of my good friends, Richard. He wanted to do an Aunt Camille photo shoot.
Very cool.
So I've actually posted more, not to get back on the O-Face thing.
No,
but
that's okay.
More O-Faces with the
like
other
as
one.
Insurance.
Yeah, kind yeah, of like yeah. to kind of show the judges, you know, this
you,
is
you
what
you
I'm
still
capable
have
of.
One O-Face.
Yeah, I got,
you
got a lot.
You
of
gotta
O-faces.
Have a lot of O-Faces.
You gotta
have some in your back pocket.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you become a fan of Aunt Camille on Facebook, you can see all the pictures.
So. Oh, nice. Very cool. So nice.
We'll get all those links posted,
links,
too.
Links, Auntie Camille rocks.
Chicago rocks.
So Chicago rocks. Yeah, it does. You know, but I was thinking, you know, try and find one of those gangland tours. You know, they're not very expensive. They take you around to the different places in Chicago. But there's a lot of history in the area that you just don't know about. You know, just go around, check it out.
Yeah. My wife would be mad at me if I didn't mention Wasserbahn.
Oh,
the
yeah.
indoor water park. You know.
That is a fun kind of little
I don't
place
like it there. As much as the water park in Davenport.
I actually like...
Dubuque.
In Dubuque.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's at the hotel there.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
I was
there.
Just there back over the wintertime.
Is that that's the indoor one? Was Wasserbahn indoor?
Yeah, it is.
It's indoor.
So.
Yeah. But when
it's in a Holiday Inn,
well, the Holiday Inn, basically what they did at the Wasserbahn is they took their pool area, which is about the size of my backyard, a little bit smaller actually, and they cut up their pool into a bunch of different sections and put in some water slides. It's neat.
It's still fun, though. It's neat.
Yeah. It's just kind of tiny compared to the one in Dubuque.
Yeah.
And that's
a purpose-built water park, but even that is still, you know, if you've gone to big, large water parks and, you know, say California or whatever,
well,
it's very tiny.
There is a really kick-butt water park in Waterloo outside of the Isle of Capri. I drive past it every time we go to do a game in Cedar Falls, and it looks awesome. And of course, you know, we're not very far away from Wisconsin, so I mean, it's, you know, the borders. So there's
Wisconsin
a lot to,
Dells,
there's the Dells,
the Dells
there's,
which I've never been,
but the
I've
lake
never been
but to the it. Lake the lake that the Dells were on got drained last year, so I don't know if they're refilling
on purpose?
It accidentally.
It, like with someone the flooding, left the
with
plug
the,
out.
No, with the flooding, basically it was a man-made lake, and the flooding took out the levee that kept all the water in, and so the whole lake drained. So their whole tourism industry hinged on this lake. Well, yeah,
with no water.
Basically.
Kind of like the Mojave Desert.
There's a Tommy Bartlett Ski Sky stage show, which is there. It's like a water ski show. Hard to do a water ski show with no water.
There's water skiing on in Ellis Park.
Oh, yeah, Ellis Park, the Cedar Rapids water skis team is very
cool.
Just
hanging out with a couple of those guys. Yeah, they're actually really into it. I was surprised.
Very much. A lot of those people that do the Cedar Rapids thing have gone to SeaWorld. They've gone to the Ski Sky Stage Show.
Yeah.
They travel all over the continent, over the world. There's people that go to Australia to do it professionally.
All over the universe. There's this dude who's skiing on the moon now. He started at Ellis Park.
In the Lake of Tranquility, Sea of Tranquility.
Nice. Yeah.
I was actually talking to one of the guys, and they said for $5 on Sundays, they teach you how to water ski. Which sounds like about the best deal going.
Yeah. I've water skied one time, and it was in the Indian Ocean. Nice. And I had no idea what I was doing, but it was an immense
amount of
fun.
Did the ocean say, oh, no, you cannot ski on me?
It did. it sounded like a
like
poo.
Like a poo. Good. Yeah. Good. I just want to offend all of my listeners in Bangalore.
Congratulations. All of you subcontinental listeners.
I don't
listeners.
Think it's a real radio show until you offend people.
Yeah,
so,
right. So there true. We go.
Also, can't forget about the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Oh, yeah.
Love to go to Colonels games.
Colonels games.
Tis the season.
My coworkers go every year. So.
Yeah, I usually catch... I don't even like baseball anymore. I haven't liked it for about two decades. I haven't paid any attention to baseball.
What's
but
better
going
than
to
grabbing a beer and a fry?
A hot dog. Yeah,
weather's
exactly.
nice. You go out there on a fireworks night, and you go watch the Colonels
beat
some
team
from a small Western city.
They have fireworks like
constantly.
Every week, practically. Yeah. And the nice thing is the seats are... super, super cheap, especially if you get the grass seats.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't bring your chair, but you bring, like, a blanket, and if it's nice out.
Yeah. Why not?
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And
so there we go. See?
There you go. More stuff to
do. Come on, people, move to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the questions. It kind of blew my mind when Kevin Zerbinator asked me, one of the questions he asked me in the interview was, what's it like to be the voice of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the ambassador of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to the rest of the
world. Well, you really are, worldwide.
I didn't realize just how, you know, until he asked me that question, I didn't
When people think Iowa, they think Can Man.
I
whatever.
Do.
Well, I mean, no, he's like,
well,
he lives, he lives
in Field of Dreams.
He lives like, Kevin was telling me, he lives like 2 miles, he lives like 2 miles away from the Pentagon in Arlington. And he says that he knows more about Cedar Rapids than he does his own town.
Because so are you saying that we have to move the show to Arlington?
No, I'm saying
I mean,
it's
a cool town and you know, all, but it's expensive.
We gotta be careful.
D.C. is real expensive, man.
But you know what? Maybe, you know,
let's try Alexandria.
Well, D.C. has got less crime.
Expensive, but
D.C. has got less crime than Cedar Rapids.
yeah, sure it does.
D.C. just voted today
to recognize
gay marriages from other states.
Wow. Yeah.
That was something I saw on the AP earlier today, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They still don't. I gotta say, it's still not like they didn't legalize it. Like you couldn't get married there because Congress has to do some stuff.
If you're married, they'll recognize
that
you are a united couple.
I did read that the military still isn't recognizing.
Yeah, that was in Des Moines.
It's not going to.
That's funny.
Well, and actually, they said
eventually it'll happen.
Well, you know, when I was in the military, it was don't ask, don't tell.
Well, and it still is. They said that if you get married,
still in effect.
If you get married, if you get gay married, that is, that's reason to boot you.
It's a violation. But what
federal
it's going to take
federal law takes over.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to take a leadership change within the military, and it'll happen.
Oh yeah.
I knew plenty of people when I was in the military who were like, okay, yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Totally not what you would think.
Well,
yeah
I mean,
absolutely.
I have a coworker who there's some guy who was bunked with or whatever who was seeing the UPS man, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's a really cool guy.
Cool. That was a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, what do you
we
say?
Went there. We went there because we're progressive.
We're progressive. We're from Iowa where, you know, you can be gay and married. So
if she can.
That's right.
That's awesome. Going back to that Kevin interview thing, I want to talk a little bit about that. Some of the other questions that kind of freaked me out. He's like, the first podcast he ever listened to was ours.
That's
And Jamie, with that look on your face, is like, what?
Is this some Hand That Rocks the Cradle shit?
Look out!
Fatal Attraction. Is he going to call Glenn Close on you?
Dude, it was kind
of... Do you have a bunny?
No, he's a really nice guy.
I'm just giving him crap.
No, he's a really nice guy and had some great questions, but he was asking like, okay, you guys know that do the show... We really have no agenda, and really,
we do. We absolutely. This is planned out.
Every episode,
to the minute.
Every episode kind of runs together. So, like, we don't remember episode 2 from episode 30.
No.
Okay.
I think it's amazing that we've gotten to episode 30.
This is 33.
This is stick-to-itiveness.
I know. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
But here's the thing. He's asking questions like, okay, episode 11 is my absolute favorite episode. When you and Kevin, it's just you and Kevin. Sorry, guys.
But
it's
that's
just,
okay.
It's just you and Kevin.
I'm all right with that.
It's just
offended.
You and Kevin. And Kevin. And Kevin. Kevin's
never
going to have a shot.
Back now.
He's done with you guys.
No. Kevin's having a shot on the break, and he goes.
Oh.
He goes. Well, just how many shots did he have? Because he sounded so drunk after the break. I'm like, I don't know. Like one.
That was right before Christmas.
That was the holiday episode.
Yeah, it was one of those because you guys were all busy.
We can drink on the show.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Well, I would have bought a bottle of Three Olives
root beer.
There we go. Well, next time.
No,
well, it's all good.
We'll
drink.
Yeah,
my
first show here, Timmy brought up a case of Ice House or a 12 pack of Ice House
or something ridiculous. Yeah.
And then Jamie being all cool like. I'm representing the paper. I'm not going to drink beer.
No. It was because
but
I got
did anyway.
It's because I'd gotten drunk the Monday before and was so hungover that I couldn't conceive of drinking beer. Right. That was the problem.
That's it. It's
never happens to me.
I'm hungover. Does that mean you're drunk? No, it means I was drunk
yesterday. I love that movie.
Right. Speaking of drunk, tomorrow night I'm going into
alcohol coma.
Yeah, basically, no.
Well, today's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Happy Cinco de Mayonnaise.
De Mayo.
The University of Iowa Oakdale campus is doing a drunk driving simulator study or whatever.
So you get to go drink and drive?
Well, I've got a screening tomorrow to make sure that I'm a moderate to heavy drinker, that I, yeah. And so far, I've talked with you all on
you're doing good. You got
She's
high
like,
marks.
So far, it sounds good. You just need to come in, pee in a cup, blah, blah, blah. And so we'll see if I pass tomorrow. If I pass, I'll be making, I think, $250, and I have three more visits after that, and then they feed me alcohol and put me in this full-size car in a giant simulator.
That's very awesome. Cool.
And
very
so I get cool. to drunk drive. But they do, like, zero, like, your whatever is zero, and yeah. then 0.8 or 5, and then 0.1.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or 0.05 and then 0.1. So, yeah. They don't get you too drunk, but...
Drunk
you
it up.
Just drunk
but they,
enough.
Like, drive you to and from home and whatnot, so yeah. you don't even have to worry about driving.
That's awesome.
That is very yeah. cool.
I
want to
do
congratulations.
That.
That's
she's
awesome.
She's like, are you allergic to citrus? I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, well, you're going to be drinking orange and vodka. Orange juice.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Nice.
I did that for the police department.
That's classy.
When I was in Maryland, I was the cops reporter, and they did this, like, Citizens Police Academy, mm-hmm. and they always asked me, can you come in and drink for us? Because they did, like, the field sobriety test thing.
I want to do that.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, I'd get there after work, and I could walk to the police department, so it wasn't a big deal, and I'd
you
walk up there.
You walk back.
Yeah, exactly. And they'd feed you pizza and give you, like, they're like, drink as much as you care to.
That's awesome.
Which is just it's
I really
just,
want that job.
Like and being able to write
let's start
a story
a company.
About,
so, let's start a company so wait, where we do that.
Jamie, let me just understand this. You went from a job where you got paid to drink
to paid
and,
to tweet.
And eat pizza and now you get paid to surf the internet, yeah. tweet and play on Facebook all day.
I don't
how
have...
can I have your life?
Number two sounds just as good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, yeah, what you need to do is find a way to combine the two.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Now, seriously, though, it was like 2-3 times. It was fun. You know, it's good stories, but it's not like I regularly got paid to drink.
Yeah. Oh, you whatever. Know. You just get...
I mean, I do drink on the job. No. No, I don't.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Buttry.
No. If Chuck Peters or Steve Buttry is listening, I am
he's a
model employee.
Model employee. Yeah, we can tell. So,
anyway.
Goodness. Yeah, good to get you in trouble. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah, no
bagok!
Sorry.
No bagok. Oh, yeah, also, another thing real quick before I forget. This weekend, both Friday night and Saturday night, midnight, I think it's at the Englert, the cabaret, the cast of Hair is going to be going out and performing a couple songs in this cabaret thing. So I think the show starts at midnight. I don't have all the details of it. I'll try and track it down. Maybe we can get some information up on the site about it. But so for people who can't, for one reason or another, make it to the show this weekend, maybe you can come out and catch us, and we'll be, drinking and having a grand old time and singing and being hippies.
Very cool. So.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Sounds
being
awesome.
Hippies. And then so you're going to go out, and that's Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday night. Yeah, we're doing that. And then we have a matinee on Sunday, so we just have to be careful not to drink too much. So.
Yeah, you can drink Friday night, but Saturday night's the end of the
Right, I have to be able to sleep on Saturday.
Theater people.
No.
I know. I have the best intentions now, but I'll be like, it'll be fine. I'll be good
So
tomorrow.
Do you guys get a drink on stage like we did in Full Monty?
No, we don't. But we do get to pretend we're smoking joints. During the show, which is cool.
Nice. I
pretend.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
I know some of the,
just,
I know some of the people
saying.
In the cast, and I'm willing to bet that.
I'm just saying. It's that, very convincing.
So you're saying my brother-in-law, who's a cannon officer, shouldn't show up?
There's a spray. You got the spray cannabis smell going in there. So you,
oh, no.
So,
no. No. We worked out an alternate arrangement. But nothing illegal.
Okay. All right. Is it got a big patchouli smell when you go in?
Yeah, we get the incense. Honestly, when you go into the theater before the show starts, when the house opens, it is just like prepping for a rock concert.
Wow.
Like with music going over that and the house lights and everything's kind of hazy and you got incense going.
Wow.
I love
and,
the show.
It is
nice.
Awesome. It is probably the best theater house open kind of atmosphere that I've seen. It's just like a rock concert.
Very cool. Rock.
So that real hushed, like something important is going to happen here.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like that at all. It's people standing around BSing. And
sweet.
It's good time.
Good time. Good times are had by all.
Good times, yeah.
Good times are had by all.
www.theatercr.org. Buy tickets.
Buy tickets,
okay,
yeah.
Done.
All right, good. We got that out of the way. Anything else we need to plug?
I'm good.
All right, cool. We plugged hair.
Hair plug.
All right, let's start over.
No.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the Can Man Show. This has been episode 33. I think.
Wow. That's just insane.
Yeah,
I know,
33.
That's really crazy.
You know, we got till September, till it's here. So
yeah.
Make sure you check out the website, www.thecanmanshow.com. Make sure that if you want to sponsor the podcast, just drop me an email, thecanmanshow@gmail.com, or follow the instructions on the website if you want to just make a donation, because we love donations. But thank you again for listening, and have a great day, week.
See ya.
Month.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
I woke up this morning, I had a scone and a large house blend. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of winter, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, ooh, child, what you think a cold winter's gonna last forever? Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together outside. Starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called Bacock. Him for the information, I cried a little when he flew away. I watched an episode of the People's Court and I tried to plan my day. I called up my old lady, she wasn't home, so I called my girl. I asked her if she'd like to join me as I entertain the world. And I said, child, I bring a blanket and I promise I will brush the ants off. Ooh, child, you're gonna like it when we're digging each other's pants off outside. Cause it's the first of me, outdoor
peacock
starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite lady. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called
peacock
outside. So we went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun. We met all kinds of people and we
peacock
everyone.
Peacock.
The lady who sells ice cream.
Peacock.
And with a tan sharp head. Everyone who needed
peacock.
Well then, they got
peacock
day. So come on, ooh, child, open your mind and your heart. Feel the spirit moving through you. Ooh, child, you feel the warmth of the love when I stick it to you. Cause it's the first of me, outdoor
peacock
starts today. Bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called
peacock.
And outside,
peacock.
Outside,
peacock.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man, don't you know? Download it on iTunes, that'd be sweet. We need
need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.
Bacock!